on a Monday, you're sitting down, you're ready to look at what's on the TV tonight. Well, you don't need to look any further than what you're about to hear right now from Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
Doing really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Today we're talking niche competitions, glow up and blow up. What's that all about?
Yeah, I've been saving these two. So they're both on Netflix. The season two has dropped for both of them. Blow up actually became really popular, or you know, it just is one of those things that grabbed the zeitgeist. It is a glass blowing competition.
Oh, I've watched that one. That's a great show.
Great show.
Yeah.
So this season two has dropped, and they even have an Australian there.
Ooh.
And I can't remember where they're from, but they've got one in there. And so they've sort of expanded it to be, there's someone from Japan, there's someone from Canada, someone from the UK. And these are people that are incredible artists with glass, which is super fragile. They're working in this kind of giant sort of hellish kiln environment where they're blowing this glass, sweat's pouring off them. You know, they're in a furnace, fires of hell, and making these incredibly beautiful, delicate pieces. And it's like all these competitions. There's, you know, there's a short kind of competitive piece where they get like some kind of benefit from it, and then there's a long piece. It's similar to Project Runway and all those sorts of competition shows, and then there's a really good prize for them. And, you know, glass blowing is not exactly mainstream.
No.
But for these artists that have worked their guts out and are very poor, most of them, incredibly poor, to have this sort of global exposure and opportunity is you know, you could see how much they want it.
Oh, yeah. I'm yet to see any or meet anybody who isn't fascinated by glass blowing. It is an truly intriguing art form, but on top of that, as you say, they're in the fires of hell, and we're talking about dealing with something that's so incredibly fragile. I mean, there's a lot of metaphors there between a fragile object and fragile egos, which obviously they try to expose with a TV show like this.
Yeah, but like we've talked about before, the shows that I like to watch are not super staged, you know?
Yes.
It's more a documentary-style competition rather than sort of semi-scripted.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, you can see what I love about this particular show is that the experts are clearly experts. They're university professors. They run museums. They're not just sort of, you know, other reality show stars.
Well, and unlike the cooking shows and the singing shows, this is not about the judges. It is actually about the contestants.
It's not as subjective. I love cooking shows.
Yeah.
The problem is, you don't know how it tastes or smells.
Yeah, that's right. That's a very good point, yeah.
You know, it's all up to them putting it in their mouths, but with something that's this, you can see what's good and what's bad. And, of course, it's so thrilling and the suspense, because they can and do drop it at any moment.
Oh, yeah, they do. So that's Blow Up Season 2. I'm looking forward to checking that out. What's Glow Up?
Glow Up is also two seasons. This is a British show. I think that it actually first was aired on the UK TV, and it is like the opposite to Blow Up. So these are makeup artists that they've collected off YouTube and Instagram and put them into a similar competition to Blow Up, but they're makeup artists.
Yeah, right.
But they're not professional makeup artists. They are, you know, what makes them stand out is they've got millions of people following them on YouTube or Instagram.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a teenager or a young person, or, you know, comparatively young person, but apparently these makeup artists are huge stars for people who are early 20s and teenagers.
So Blow Up and Glow Up today on 981 2NM, and we will talk some more television next Monday with Irina. Thanks, my love.